Blog Talk Radio.
Of Liquid Lounge. This is Ken English. I'm in Miami, Florida. This is a special edition for 15minuteradio.com. I'm featuring an interview with Richard Stewart, publisher of ecoguides.info for more information. But Richard, tell me a little bit about what you've been doing and why you've gotten into the publishing of ecotourism information.
Well, Ken, a couple years back, as the marketing director for the Marine Discovery Center in New Smyrna Beach, Florida, we were looking for a way to inform the visitors coming to the area about the extreme biodiversity of the Indian River Lagoon. We felt that people were coming to our town for not just the hotels and restaurants, but because of the environment that we had there, which is the Indian River Lagoon and Ponce Inlet and the beaches, of course. So that fuels the idea of putting together some kind of a guide that we could put into the hotels that could talk about the reason why we needed to respect and protect that environment. So initially, it was strictly an educational concept to help educate visitors and to ask visitors to help us protect our environment that they're visiting.
And from that basis, you have then evolved it into regional publications in other areas as well, have you not?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, what happened was is that, okay, you can come up with all kinds of wonderful ideas of creating materials to educate people, but how do you pay for it? And the Marine Discovery Center's budget was kind of slim on these kind of things. So I said, okay, well, what I'll do is I'll create a guide, and I'll go out and I'll get sponsors to support the cost of printing and everything. And that's what I did, and that's how we ended up putting out our first eco-guide to New Smyrna Beach, which is really now eco-guide Volusia for the whole county. That was seen by the TDC people from Key West, that's the Tourism Development Council people down in Key West, and they looked at that and they said, wow, we are really pushing our green lodges and our green travel and so on. What about coming down to Florida Keys to do one? So we looked into it and I said, okay, this sounds good. There's a lot going on in the Keys to offer for nature tours and as well as aquatic adventures and things like that. So last year, last May of last year, we started working on that guide, and we're now going into our second run of printing.
Now, what do you feature in something like that? Why don't you stay on the Florida Keys for a couple of minutes? Tell people a little bit of background. I know that it could fill an hour, but just in a few minutes, why are the Keys so ecotourism-oriented?
Well, primarily because of it being, you know, a series of islands that, you know, that are surrounded by a very pristine ocean and bay that offer so much. So it became very clear that that, you know, this was truly a nature opportunity. So, you know, primarily what we do is we take the opening of this guide, describes the origins of the Keys, how they were formed, how they became, you know, a series of islands of coral and limestone. And so we hoped by educating the visitors that they would get somewhat of an idea of how this was formed by nature in the first place. So That's the opening aspect of it. The Keys is primarily they have five districts within the county, and those districts from north to south are Key Largo, Isla Mirada, Marathon, Big Pine Key, and then Key West. And so in order to give people reasonable information on where they would, what they could do and where they should go to experience nature tours and aquatic adventures, we broke the book down into those five different districts. And with each district, we do an overview about what that area is most popular for. For example, Key Largo is very popular for scuba diving and snorkeling. Isla Mirada, though they have scuba diving and snorkeling, is more popular for fishing, and there's a huge catch-and-release fishing program there, and so on and so on down the Keys. So each of the districts needed to have an opening statement, and that's the way we wrote it. Now, after each district, it's then has to be explained what there is to do. For you know, where do you go? Yes, you can go kiteboarding, you can go birding, you can go nature hikes, you can go kayaking and scuba diving. But where do you go, and who do you go see to get those services? So that's the guide section of the publication.
Now, there's an event that has spun off of this, hasn't there? That's coming up, Eco Week.
Yes, that's correct. Well, you know, because we have been involved, you know, we're involved with a group called GLEE, which is Green Living Energy and Education. And with GLEE and the Eco Media Group, we're quite involved in education of the community as well as education of the visitor. So we decided that on the community side of things, that putting together an event to highlight the environment and green living would be a good thing to go along with our eco guide concept. So essentially what we have done is we created eco events, eco week events, as a nonprofit organization to manage the marketing and promotion of eco events during a specific week of the year. So we are not personally producing each one of these events because there are 30 of them and it would be overwhelming for us, but we are the marketing umbrella that does the promotion of the events. The events go everything from things like a fun poker run for kayakers and paddleboarders, to organic wine tasting and organic dinners, recycled events. I mean, there's all kinds of things going on that are either related to tourism and ecotourism or green living in the Keys itself. So, and of course, the best way to describe everything is to have you go to Eco Week. FloridaKeys.com, where we have everything listed in order according to the district and the times that they're actually happening.
Now, tell me a little bit about the expansion and the concept of eco guides.
The idea with the, you know, as we developed the first and then the second eco guide, and now we find ourselves expanding from not just a state or national area, but international. We recently have signed an agreement with ICT, which is the official tourism organization for the country of Costa Rica. And, of course, Costa Rica is the number two eco destination in the world. So our work down there will be to basically do the same thing, educate the travelers in Costa Rica about the destination itself.
You're doing some work with X-Ray, SRAY-MAG.com, which is the leading digital publication, with Peter Symes, who I know as well. Maybe you could enlighten people as to what it is you're thinking about and working toward that, because obviously digital publishing is very much in the foreground right now.
Yes. Well, you know, we also published the Ocean Realm Eco Destinations Journal, which is an annual publication of a 172-page book quality publication that is available online in a digital format, which would be in a PDF format. And then as the technology grows, we're adding new bells and whistles to the digital aspect of it, like page turning, et cetera. You know, Peter and his publication, xraymag.com, has been very successful as an online-only publication. And we've been working with his model and partnered with him in our distribution and marketing so that his readers would have access to our publications. And we're also, you know, promoting the Eco Guide series through that publication as well as the Ocean Realm Journal as well. So, but the overall long-term plan for EcoGuides is a licensing program that we're putting together whereby we can grow into different markets with regional publishers that would be responsible for their region, as opposed to us trying to manage multiple regions. More regions we put under our belt, the harder it is to keep up with them. So in order to grow, we have to have regional publishers.
And how would people get in touch with you if they're interested in any questions of, you know, what the EcoGuide series is, or if there might be a regional publisher that might be in an area that has ecotourism and they'd like to talk with you about that idea? How do they get in touch?
Well, they go online to ecoguides.info. It's our information page, which shows what publications are in the works, and explains a little bit about partnerships. Or they can call 352-817-5893 and speak to me directly about their region and their market ideas.
All right, well, Richard, thank you very much for your time. I wanted to just do a 15-minute segment here that we highlight what's going on. I think that quick and to the point is really best with this internet radio rather than, you know, try to fill up an hour. People got 15 minutes, and ecotourism is a related topic that is important to a lot of people. So you have a closing thought for people?
Well, yeah, what I would like to say to people is that respect the environment, you know, respect and protect. That if you're going to get out there and be part of it, then protect it.
Well, it's very much to the point. You know, we talked about shark finning and other issues, and we'll do that in the future. That will conclude today's production of Liquid Lounge, part of the 15-Minute Radio Network, and we'll be talking with Peter Symes about his publication, and upcoming is the DEMA Convention, the Dive Equipment Marketing Show, taking place in Las Vegas in November the 17th through the 20th. So we'll touch base on that as well. Richard Stewart, thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it. I'll talk with you again soon.
Thank you, Ken.